Thank you for listening to a dog training podcast that is like no other. We talk real, we share information based on 25 years of training dogs and working with their owners. Sit back and enjoy our podcast that will create more questions than you started with. If you find yourself wanting more, please join us in our dog community at dogtraining360.com and ask all of your questions. We hope to see you there. Hi y'all, this is Joe Dickinson, dog trainer of 25 years, dog behavior specialist, cowgirl, horse trainer, animal and people lover, book author, entrepreneur, and business owner. I am talking to you from, well, anywhere in the world, actually. I do travel a lot. But my home base is my family ranch in Ogden, Utah, where I live with my humans, our 5 dogs, 7 horses, 3 cats, and many sheep and chickens. My passion is helping people build the human-animal bond through connection and training. I love teaching people how to train their own dogs, and my specialty is knowing that there is not just one way to do this. Dogs and people are all individuals. My goal is to help you find methods and tools that work for you, your dogs, and your current life situation. I'm a published author of the book, available on Amazon, Training Through the Eyes of Your Dog. I am excited for you to join me in Dog Training 360, where I will share my successful tips and training methods gained by working with thousands of dogs and their families for over 2 decades. I can't wait to go on this journey together with you and your dog.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Rebecca Dixon, pediatrician, dog trainer, horseback rider, and animal lover, talking to you from Costa Rica, where I live with my family, including Oxford the Border Terrier and Mocha the German Shepherd. In my United States-based pediatric medical career, I spent 23 years working to improve the lives of children and their families, first through public health research and then as a pediatrician. I spent 8 years as an ICU doctor taking care of children and their families during the most challenging times of their lives, and then 3 years as a community-based general pediatrician. I am a pediatric researcher and published author in the areas of teenage parenting, adolescent health, and pediatric traumatic injury. In the summer of 2021, my wife and I officially embarked on a new adventure by retiring from medicine and moving from the United States to Costa Rica with my 80-year-old mother. Today, I am thriving by immersing myself in a brand new culture and language, learning new sports like surfing, growing vegetables in our yard, and playing with our dogs on the beaches and tropical jungles that surround our new home. For the past 12 years, I've been a boots-on-the-ground regular dog owner, just trying to work full-time and learn how to raise and train my own dogs, including a leash-reactive rescue dog and 2 puppies. Through my life in medicine and my life as a dog owner, I know, based on research and personal experience, that dogs contribute positively to human health. I am super excited to join Dog Training 360 so that I can share my tips, tricks, and learnings with you so that you can improve the relationship that you have with your own dogs.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dog Talk. Rebecca and I sitting here on the ranch here in Utah, talking to you about tools, dog training tools. I think that any tool will work on any dog, and it's whatever is the best for you and your dog in the training scenario that you're in. And I truly believe that a collar on your dog is the very first simple tool that we all use, and we all can use it in a positive way, and we can also use it in a negative way. And I think that any tool that we use, any tool that's out there, can be good and can be bad, all in one. So it's not about the tool, it's about the training. And something that you'll find in our online courses and community is we really don't dig into use this tool and it will make your dog walk nice and loose on the leash, or use this tool and your dog is going to be potty trained in 3 days. We really just use all the tools and all the things that are out there to show you the diversity of, you know, it really doesn't matter the tool that you use. It's about the training and how you train and your expectations on your dog. That being said, Rebecca, what are some of the things that you have heard negative around even some of the tools that you use, from just even a slip lead? Have you heard any negative stuff about it, whether you've read it or heard people talk about it?
Yeah, even just a regular flat buckle collar. Mm-hmm. I've heard negative things about that, but yeah. Certainly any of the more corrective colors, like even a slip lead, which is quite gentle. People definitely comment that it can choke the dog or injure the dog's trachea. Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Sure.
You know, again, absolutely. Just like you said,
yeah.
if used incorrectly or used with undue force, even a regular flat collar could be hurt.
Sure.
Harmful.
But I don't think that, I mean, even, you know, a regular collar that's not fitted correctly can be harmful. But they're good, and you should have a collar on your dog, and we grab them all the time, and we use the collar to direct and move them around. And, you know, I've seen head collars, halties, and gentle leaders used so inappropriately that it makes me super sad, because just because you have it doesn't mean that it's going to be a nice training tool if you don't use it right. From the no-pull harnesses that are out there, from simple harnesses of, you know, that are just, they can be used correctly and incorrectly. And so I think the one thing that we want to drive home on this podcast is it doesn't matter the tool that you use. It's the training technique around it and making sure that that tool is the correct tool for what your end picture. Rebecca, as you say all the time, look at what your end picture is, what your end goal is, what do you want that to look like, and use the tools that are the most appropriate for maybe that training scenario or that goal, or, you know, if it's the right tool to use for all of the things that you're doing, then it's more about the technique that you're using. It's not necessarily about the tool. And I think that's one thing that makes us so different than anybody else out there, is we don't really care what tool you use, because if you use our techniques, the tools are going to be just as effective no matter what dog you have, as long as it's the right tool, and that you're getting the same results that you're wanting as your big picture.
Yeah. And I think to add on to that, one thing that I love and have always loved about your training style, Joe, and then what we're doing here at Dog Training 360 now, is that different tools are appropriate for different environments and different dogs. Or to reinforce that, the same dog in different environments.
For sure.
And I love that. So I have all kinds of different training tools. Yeah. Which is not, I'm not promoting buying a whole bunch of stuff, but in some scenarios, you know, I walk my dog on a flat buckle collar.
Yeah.
In other scenarios, I use a slip lead. Mm-hmm. In other scenarios, one of my dogs is on a prong collar.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just depends on the day.
Yeah.
And our moods. And sometimes it depends on the environment. So in a more stimulating environment, I might put the prong collar on my shepherd.
Sure.
But in a really low distraction environment, she totally does not need that.
Right.
And it wouldn't hurt her to have it on it, because she wouldn't even put pressure on it.
Right.
But it's just one more thing, so I don't need to bring it.
Yeah.
So having, I love the option of knowing about different tools, mm-hmm. and having the option and knowing when to use different tools.
Yeah. I think that it's, you have to just remember, if it doesn't work for the end goal, you know, try something else. If you're not getting the same feel in your hand that you want to connect with your dog, and you don't feel like this leash is the right leash to connect with your dog, change your leash. I mean, that sounds super silly, but I can connect better with my dogs on a leather or the biothane leashes than I can with a nylon leash. I can feel them better through the leather than I can on a nylon leash. So it, you know, really is a feel too, and what feels right in your hand. Can you connect with your dog? Is it purposeful? Is it giving the right information to your dog, to the collars? You know, I don't want to have to yank my dog so hard on their flat collar, when if I put a prong collar on and I can just give them a little touch, man, that feels way better for all of us all the way around. So, you know, there's definitely using a harness. You know, I've got some bulldogs that are on harnesses because you just don't put anything around their neck because they can't hardly breathe anyway. So don't add to the problem. Use a harness, but you're still using the same techniques. I also have a bulldog that's got some other health issues and we can't put anything around her neck. The harness is causing some other pain issues that she's having. And so we put an e-collar on her. And so the owners are able to take her out walking on her e-collar. It's safe. She stays with them and there's nothing that's impacting her health. And she loves to go out for the walk now. And so there's so many different tools for so many different things that it's, you know, it can be good and it can be bad and you make it good or you make it bad. So be flexible. You know, if you hop on our courses in our community, I mean, we really are open to questions and, hey, I want to try this tool and what do you guys think of it? We're there to answer and give you the input and the information that you need on it as well, because everybody has opinions about them. You know, and everybody's going to tell you one way or the other. And there's people that swear by the e-collar and there are people that are so against the e-collar that you're just a terrible dog owner if you use it. So you can find all the information, good and bad, but you have to use what works best for your dog, for you and your dog's enjoyment to be out and about. And enjoy it. And I think, Rebecca, you've had enough of the dogs that you've had to go through the different tools with them to feel and understand how they work and understand, you know, what tool in what scenario that you would use them in. And you know the feel of where we're going to start today. We're going to put the prong collar on. And maybe it's just the feeling outside that we know the neighbor that's got six rescues that are all reactive, that this is the exactly time that he's right. Going out and I'm going to put the prong collar on Mocha because it's always a train wreck, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, you just start learning and understanding that piece to it.
Yeah. And I even remember speaking of all the tools and all the scenarios with Austin, the reactive dog that I had, we even put him in a harness at one point so that he could learn when he was in a collar to walk with a loose leash, but we wanted to give him some way to exercise, not on a leash in a park. And so we were training him to pull, we could run with him or ski with him and he could pull us. Yeah. And so that's just another example of tools that are out there that, you can be creative with and teach your dog different things. Like Austin, who sometimes had trouble learning even the most basic things, could learn that in a collar, he was supposed to walk at my side in a loose leash, heelish kind of position. Yeah. But if he was in a harness, he was supposed to pull.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a fun mind game and exercise game to play with him.
Yep.
So use tools creatively too.
Right. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I've got some that use a different tool for running and it helps their dog understand that we're going running. Here's our pace. This is, you know, our running tool. This is our walking tool with mom who is, you know, can be pulled over fairly easy. And so, you know, this is our tool for her and we just walk. And this is my running tool with, you know, the sibling that runs cross country or, you know, it's very much so be creative. Doing different activities warrant different tools. Different times of day warrants different tools. Different training warrants different tools. So don't get caught up in it. Don't just get like, this is the tool to use for everything. It really is. You need to be flexible. And ultimately at the end of the day, any dog can be trained on a flat buckle collar and it may take a bit longer and you may have some things that you have to surrender to. But it's not impossible. So be flexible, have fun, and don't get caught up on the tool. Get caught up and get into the techniques of training and how to get your end picture through training, not necessarily the tool.
Thank you for being a part of our dog training podcast. Our goal is to help you train through the eyes of your dog. We want you to go on amazing adventures and accomplish all your dog training goals. For more dog training adventure, read our blog and join our dog training community at dogtraining360.com.
You can find us on Instagram at dog_training_360 and all other social media channels from TikTok to LinkedIn under Dog Training 360. We would love it if you shared your dog training journey with us. Now let's get into training.